good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Carol Connor, and welcome to the Carol Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change and plan to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written, coded, and written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. So you could dial 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open the phone lines after the first break. We have the Intuitive Circle starting next week. I mean, tomorrow. Good gosh. The time change is really affecting me. Penny and I were just talking about it, and I'm feeling it. Tomorrow, March 13th from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the beginning of a three-part series, and this is part of the series that was 2012 Survival Guide, Tools for Transformation. And we're going to dive deep into intuitive information, but it's a lot deeper than I've ever gone before, because we're going to talk about the different directions, portals that you could receive information. There's some different directions. It's like a roadmap is what it is. So we're going to give you a roadmap. We're going to first lay down a foundation. We're going to really clear out. It's like getting all the cobwebs out of your energetic tubes. Then we're going to lay down a map so you can have access to good information, because we could get a lot of what I call that staticky information or inaccurate information. Some people say, wonder why they felt something so strong and it wasn't accurate, because you could have energetic static. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about sacred centers that hold the information and how to tap into it. So that's going to be the first class. And again, that starts tomorrow. And then the second class, we're going to go a little bit deeper. And this is where we're going to talk about literally different trajectories where you could get different information. It's like different levels, different dimensions, different worlds they're called. Some have higher levels, higher frequency than others. People call them celestial worlds. Some people call them heavenly worlds. Some people call them dimensions, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's all the same different words for what it means, frequency. So bottom line, we want to put and connect to higher frequency, because when we connect to higher frequency trajectories, the more we're raising our frequency, the more we raise our frequency. It's just like the light bulb. The higher the wattage, the more you bright and radiate out from the inside out. The more you do that, the more wealth you have, the more health you have, the more happiness you have. And so it's all about getting that inner light glowing and connecting and radiating that out, because then you really feel, see, sense that connection to God's worth greater. So that's what we're doing in the second class. In the third class, we're diving right into, it's called straddling the world, seeing yourself as a multidimensional being. So those series are starting tomorrow. And again, it's from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're not able to make it because you live somewhere else in the world, that it's only 5 o'clock and you're just driving home from work, every single participant receives an MP3 of it. You get a callback number so you can listen to the broadcast right when you get home, and you're going to get to receive the classwork and the paperwork that comes with the class. So you're not missing out on anything. And it's only $33 for the series. If you get the class individually, it's $15 a class. So I purposely am keeping that. It's only $11 a class, which is really, really for the kind of information I'm giving out, it's really inexpensive. And we're throwing on top of that, people that are buying the series, we're going to get an extra bonus that is a surprise package that's worth $20. So it's really like getting it for $12. So that is the series that's coming up tomorrow, March 13th, and then we're going to be to Tuesday, March 20th, and then Tuesday, March 27th. So the next three Tuesdays in a row, 8 to 9 p.m., we're starting multidimensional site, multidimensional getting to know your multidimensional self. And then we go into the next mini light stream live. And this is where everyone gathers. You could be on the phone or in person. It's March 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. And everyone gets a reading. And so if you're on the phone, we do tell people that we coordinate with your time period, so you don't have to stay on the phone for 3 hours. If you want to join and listen to other people's readings, you're welcome to. And a lot of people do stick around because they learn from the information that other people could receive. So that is, it's called Mini Light Stream Lives, and the next one is on March 23rd from 6 to 9. We also have the next gathering. The next gathering is when every single Every other Friday of the month, we get together. We gather via telephone or in person, and that's from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And we talk about what's happening. There's a lot of shifts that are going on in the world right now. And I say that, and I'm saying that more and more and more people are noticing the energy increasing. And so it's affecting us because we are energetic beings. We are electromagnetic energetic beings. And so we are being profoundly affected by the shifts that are happening. And there's been a lot of talk about the year 2012. And all these predictions about the year 2012. So people have the ability to really work with the energies that are available for us to really, again, get our inner, that wattage radiating and that wattage balanced and leveled off. And so the gatherings are in a place where we all talk about what's going on, or I'll read the grids that's happening with the Earth, what's going on with the universe, how it's affecting you personally. And then we go open up the phone lines, or if you're in person, you could talk and you could say what's happening to you. And there's many readings there. So those are the gatherings. And, again, the next one is April 6th. So that's coming up. Actually, it'll be here before you know it. And that is from 7 to 9. So if you, for any kind of the classes, sign up, go to the newsletter. Go to the website, www.carolo'connor.com, and you can find out about the up-and-coming classes and events and all that kind of information. We have the new newsletter out that you could go and read and see what's going on. In the newsletters, I tend to talk about what I'm seeing in the world, and I get a little bit deeper as far as the information that I do on the shows, because they usually concentrate on the readings. And speaking of readings, throughout the month of March, we're doing a $25 special off of the remote readings for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. That's $25 off. And for remote readings that are 45 minutes or an hour, it is $50 off. And so the remote readings are where you don't have to make an appointment. You can send me questions if you want. If you want me to look at certain areas of your life, that people do that. Other times people say just do read as you would read normally. And so those are having the special. We also, with the very, very popular gold coin readings, are still only $40. And people receive a CD of where they're of the reading. And the gold coin readings concentrates directly on how you are handling and blocking, or what's your attitude and how your energy field accepts money, to be honest, money in abundance. But we go right into it. It's like doing laser surgery on somebody's energy field. And as we're doing that laser surgery and going into your energy field and asking or seeing what's going on with your how you hold money, we're clearing out those blocks. Because a lot of times people don't understand where they say, Carrie, I'm doing vision boards. I see the world is abundant. I've done all this work on the every single book I've gotten out there as far as the laws of abundance, and I've been practicing them for months or years. I've had people, and they don't understand why they're not receiving it. What's the big block? And so that information is in your energy field, and that's what the gold coin reading brings out. And then as we bring the information out, there's certain attunements that my guys showed me that we're able to get rid of them, block them, get rid of the blocks that have been blocking you. And we've been having amazing stories that we're just putting up a testimonial page just for the gold coin readings, because after the reading, how much they opened to abundance, how much they, from one client that said she, all of a sudden she never saw anything as abundant. Now, all of a sudden, she noticed that she started winning contests, and then she kept on winning more and more, and she was so thrilled with that. And she continues to increase her money in that way. And but it started out by this contest, which was just so thrilling to her because she never won anything to her life, and that was soon after the gold coin reading. And again, all these other avenues that she never even thought about of bringing in money to her life started opening up to, down to people having money coming to them that have been tied up in court battles for years, or insurance battles, or workman comp cases, or inheritances, all those kind of things. So people notice the difference, because we can block out things, and we are the writers of our own script. With every thought, word, and deed, we are given literal directions to the universal energies and how we're directing our life force. And so we do block out energy. We do block out money, and there is a lot of collective unconscious themes with that. And so that's what the gold coin readings do, and they're only $40, and they are life changing. So that's the information on that. And again, you can find out on all the different things that we offer, the Bach Flower remedies, all those things are on the website, and you could check out that I am doing other shows, as I said before. I'm on News for the Soul today at 4. So if you didn't get a chance to call in today, check out News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. I'm a frequent guest, and I'm going to be a guest for, actually, I'm scheduled for the following Mondays for a long time now. So I'm here at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and then at 4 o'clock I am on News for the Soul, and that is on Blog Talk Radio, and that is also a call-in show where you could call and ask questions, and so you could join us then. So those are the up-and-coming things for today, and we're going to be coming back with the open phone line, so you could ask your questions. You're listening to The Carrie Conner Show. Be back in a few.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole-body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Conner joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Conner.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Welcome back to the Carrie Conner Show. We're live with you today, and we have open phone lines, so you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking to her just before we went to the break about the energy shifts that have been happening, and that every single, especially when I go into Nicole's show, she starts asking, because I'm going weekly now, what have I noticed the last week, because that's how much things are affecting. And I've really noticed in the last week a lot of people are feeling and holding a lot of stuff in their abdomen. I'm having a lot of parents or grandparents calling up and saying that they notice their kids are getting colonoscopies, and they're having stuff issues with their stomachs, or complaints about their stomachs. And what that is that we're collectively waking up to that everything is energy, videos I repeat over and over again for years and years and years, but a lot of times people hold emotions in their stomach, and as we become more sensitive that we are energetic beings, and I'm not surprised that the kids are kind of really feeling it. They're just, they can't stomach the sometimes the environment that they're in. They literally can't stomach toxicity that, or the bile situations that that could be surrounding them. So when our body is talking to us, either physically, mentally, emotionally, it's a huge key for us to be able to really tap in and say, okay, what is bothering me, especially when it comes into different parts of our body, let's say, again, our stomach. And I see the bile as far as people having their gallbladders acting up, or their just the GERD, or the, I was speaking to my sister, and she has irritable bowel syndrome, and she said that is really, really painful. It's acting up so much, and I was explaining to her that she's always been super, super sensitive, and she holds everything in her stomach. And so when she's upset, I kind of like gently guided her to say, how many days were you upset about an issue? She's a teacher, and she was has a lot of issues with the students, and she's noticing them complaining about stomachs. And she asked, that's how the conversation came up, because she was wondering if they could be picking up on her irritable bowel syndrome. And I was sharing with her that within the last couple of weeks, I've had more calls all around the world with parents and grandparents, again, talking about younger and younger people with symptoms of the stomach. And what's interesting is a lot of times after colonoscopies and all this tests, they're not finding anything physically wrong with these kids. And so they're just chalking it up to an irritable bowel syndrome is just a big title for your bowel gets irritable at times. And sometimes it could be really painful, but other times it's just everyone has like a bit of irritable bowel. But what it means to me is that when I look into the energy fields of the kids or the other adults, their whole energy field, sometimes they look like they're energetically pregnant, whether they're a male or a female, and it looks like they're carrying around, again, like a lot of bile-looking energy, or sometimes it looks like mucus-looking energy. And that's just not an analogy. That's literally they're holding in that kind of that energy. So that's why it's going on 13 years now, I've always talked about everything is energetic. There's an energetic solution to everything. See everything as energy and do energy exercises. And that's how you open up your intuition. That's how you make your life easier. That's how you make money come into your life, health come into your life. And so there's been this huge awakening through 2012, where we're getting into the first half of it, and we're starting to notice collectively how much we are profoundly affected by our environments, by where we, our physical environments, our friends, where we work, where we live. And as we start noticing how we're affected, if anything is toxic, it's being really brought up to our awareness. And it's not there to punish us. It's there to make us aware so we could do something about it, be proactive instead of feeling like we're prisoners to certain situations and scenarios. And so it was really interesting that just this whole theme of that people are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired is what it is. And so they're starting to take more steps to take accountability and responsibility in their life and saying, nope, I don't want to do this anymore because I just can't stomach it, or I just can't, it makes me sick to my stomach, those kind of sayings. And when you listen to how you you speak and talk, you could tell where you hold the energy, the condensed energy. Some people get migraines or headaches, and they just are, it looks like a cloud around their head, or sometimes it looks around like metal bands around their head. And I could tell that they have, that's where they hold their energy, tightness in their energy. Other people hold it in the lower back. So we all have what I call these Achilles heels, and that's part of the human experience. When we come down here, we just have spots in our energy field that could just get worn down quicker than others. And so when our body is speaking to us and we start having any kind of disease or symptoms, it's the way that your energy is saying, hey, you're getting you have a block here, you have a hole here that the other lower energy is coming in, and it's depleting you from your life force, from your chi, from your prana. And so I'm asking you to bring me back into balance. And there's tons of ways to get back into balance. I offer free energy exercises. There's many, many things. Even getting out to nature, we've collectively have gotten so far away from being outside and just pausing and just being seen, take a slow walk to our cars and watch what's blooming, because it's starting to get spring in the North America. So it's a great time for us to watch and witness the birth of coming out of the winter and into the spring, and watch that birth, and picture yourself as that you're the butterfly in the cocoon going into the birthing process. And so as we collectively go through this birthing process, a lot of people can feel like they're in active labor, where they're really feeling the tension. And that active labor part is when the contractions are coming faster and faster, and it's like when a lot of people want to get that baby out. And so you can consider yourself as part of that, the baby, and this baby is you stepping into a new you, and a you that's balanced, a you that sees and notices life very much differently, and that your energetic tubes are much more open, because as they are, it makes our life so much easier. I've said for a long time, we can go through this process or through this life with grace and ease or kicking and screaming. It's totally up to us, because we want to remember, with every thought, word, and deed, we're given directions. We are literally giving, making pathways to manifest things in our life. And so the more you do it with more grace and ease, the more you do it with balance, the more you have immediate notice, a reaction back to you. And that's what people are noticing too, things happening faster, things speeding up. And so they're noticing the difference between cause and effect faster and faster. So that's another sign that there's many changes throughout the year 2012, and that's why it's been prophesied by many, many people from all over the world for thousands and thousands of years, because they knew this time right now was a grand time for us to end what they called the yuga, a year. And that those years last, that last 26,500 years is what the average people say it is. So we're ending this grand 26,500-year cycle, and we're entering in another cycle. And this past cycle that we're ending has really, again, brought us collectively out of balance. And now this new cycle that's coming in is demanding, actually, more balance. It's bringing us back into more balance, more open, more flow, as Mother Earth, constantly, as a living being that she is, she balances herself out. And so when she is an earthquake, when I look at the energetic grids of the Earth, I see it balancing part of the herself. Or when she has a tsunami or a volcano, it's just not a an event just happens to be. When you look at the Earth grids, or the scientists that like could do the meter stuff, it's really a way that she purges sometimes and cleanses herself or balances herself. And so, and nothing stops Mother Nature. She just is in constant balance, because she is an ascended being that knows that we are eternal mortal beings, and that she knows that to be continue to give of service, to be Aini, to be in a relationship with all of us, that she has to keep herself in balance. And so she is really speeding up her balancing act, let's just say, because so people are noticing a lot of different changes in the weather. They're saying, what's going on? And living in Connecticut, this is the warmest weather we've had. We've only had one or two snowstorms, and one of the snowstorms started in October, which is unheard of. And last year, we had one that was almost a blizzard that was in April that was, again, unheard of. But we've been having temperatures that have been the 50s and 60s and 70s, which living in New England is unheard of throughout the year. And so it's a wake-up call for us to start noticing, hey, there's weather changes. And so it's like getting us out of our bubbles. When I look at many, many people, it looks like they're wearing these fish bowls over their head, or these bubbles, or these astronaut bubbles suits that they're walking around. And so we get into our own, I call it the human doing posture, where we don't notice things around us. We don't notice people. We're all stuck in our own stories and our own dramas. And this is a great time for us to get those fish bowls out of our head, those bubbles out of our head. And you literally will breathe different. You'll see things different. So many people have gotten into shorter breaths where they're only using the top parts of their lungs. It's just amazing how we have, again, collectively gotten ourselves really far out of balance. And this is not like a shame thing. This is just reading energetic grids, because what I see is a beautiful thing, that we're entering a period of major transformation. And this is exciting, that we're getting, again, back into balance, and that we're going to individually and collectively help each other as we get into balance. So this is exciting stuff for me when I look at this. This is not doom and gloom. This is all about rebirth, transformation. Does it mean we have to make changes? Absolutely. Do we have to take accountability and responsibility? How we direct our life force and what we do in our life? Absolutely. That's all part of us collectively growing up. And so if you look at it as we enter in this new phase, that we are go into that metamorphosis, transformational stage that will require each and every single one of us to learn to go with the flow and to make some changes in our life. And a lot of times people are so resistant to change because there's the deep down, the subconscious, they are terrified of change. They think change means awful, awful. But that's where when I work, I look outside, I have a bay window, and I'm looking outside at nature. So I'm constantly looking at nature, and I'm constantly having that connection with nature, and I work with the scenery to be able to help me stay balanced. And so this is a great time for us to look at this whole world around us and realize that there's a major call for transformation. And the more you work with it, the more grace and ease you have. The more you fight it, the more grace kicking and screaming you have, the more kicking and screaming you have in your life. So we could always change our mind and start doing something different. It's never, ever too late. So that's a little tip, energetic tip for the day. We got open phone lines. We're going to go to our next break and get open phone lines. Listen to the Kara Connor Show. Be back in a few.
She's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading or go to her website at KarrieO'Connor.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. We got open phone lines to the top of the hour. So you could dial 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And remember, if you, Mona, this is for you and for everybody, the shows are archived. So if you want to re-listen to anything at any time, re-listen to your reading or somebody else's reading, you could go to the archives and you can listen to it. So and you could also, as I said, I'm looking for questions for in the next couple of weeks. Benny, when is it? March 17th or 18th? I'm not. It's going to be a pre.
The 19th is the day you'll
okay,
be.
Okay, 19th. Yeah, it's going to be a pre-broadcasted show. So send me in questions now, and I'll be reading your questions on March 19th. So, okay, we're going to go to the phone line.
Yeah, and you were speaking of those archives. You can reach the actual station in Seattle, 1150. KKNW.com. I had a little brain spasm there. 1150KKNW.com or Transformation Talk Radio. And that is the network that Carrie is also on. So it's TransformationTalkRadio.com as well. And again, like in Mona, it was a technical issue, I guess you'd say. She dropped off. We still continued on with the reading. So if you'd like to hear it on pretty much the backside of it, we can still move on and you can still get the reading.
There you go.
All right, cool. Well, let's take Annalisa. She's calling in from New York, and she was frozen for some time, and it looks like she's starting to warm up and heat things up a little bit. She move again, I should say. Let's see what is going on with Annalisa. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you. I'm very inspired, and I'm just now starting to take some steps, but I need to see where my monies are coming from and which direction to go.
Okay. I love when I see the sun blaring behind you. Like, just like imagine this great big ball. It almost looks like a card you would find on a ocean. And that sun represents passion, excitement, and really golden opportunities. And so when it's behind you, Annalisa, what it's doing is filling your thinking your whole back, your spine for you too. A lot of times people walk around with their energetic shoulders forward or they're bending way forward, which literally is blocking out opportunities, money, love, relationships, because we push too far. We become human doings instead of human beings. And it does matter. It creates what I call the energetic static. So we could be trying so hard and then we're blocking ourselves up. So the biggest thing I'm seeing with you doing, as you take in that sun energy, as you do literally stuff that makes you passionate, which gives you excitement, which makes you excited to get out of bed, it opens up golden opportunities and for us in all different departments. And I see this break for you, especially since from now to June. It looks like this energetic tension, or almost like a trampoline that has been stretched over the right side of your energy field, where I see energy coming in that has been a block. People hold karmic things when it comes to money. We could have real core belief systems that go really deep, and we don't realize how much we are unconsciously feeding those core belief systems. I really get into that in my gold coin readings, where I read what's blocking people. But what I see with you is that you're starting to release that. You're starting to release core belief systems that have a lot to do with what I call fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So people, there's that saying that everyone thinks that people are afraid of failure, where their study shows that we're more afraid of success than we are of failure, and then it goes back into these generational patterns. So that from now to June, think of every day of looking as the world is abundant. We live in an abundant universe. Abundance is all around us. I live in New England, where I see the trees and the leaves and the grass and every single thing that I see as I look at the world as abundance. Everything is abundance. We have abundance of cells in our body. We have abundance of water around us. And so when we adjust our eyes to see everything is abundant instead of lack and scarcity, which most people have that, and then we get these programs with the media that's, the money, money, tight, 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 poverty, poverty, and that really hits our core unconscious, subconscious patterns, and it makes us contract, and then we get into the lack and scarcity. So think it's like you're taking in these glasses and putting them on, and they look like rainbow bridges, which is a good sign, because that's like an opportunity for getting over the bridge where you see this abundant opportunity, which you open up the money opportunities coming to you in any way. And it's really important for us to not say it's going to be in the lottery way or it's going to be in this way, to be open to infinite possibilities and potentials. I'm going to to do several shows on just stories that I know with clients that have found money is when they just open themselves up to infinite ways that it could come in, because we are programmed that it has to come in through an inheritance or a job or our pension or the lottery. I know so many people with the lottery. But when, and it doesn't mean you can't be pushing out for the lottery or hoping to win the lottery, but you want to be energetically open for any way that money could come in for you. So that's the biggest thing. It's an energetic posture to bring your money in. So that's what you're working on. And then in June, I see the door like really opening, things coming in for you. So you're clearing out old patterns that have been blocking money in the past, and this is where you're getting into it. So the best thing you could do is literally doing your passion, living your excitement, because it literally brings in more golden opportunities to you, okay?
Okay. Can I ask about this company, Spire, if it's worth following through with?
Yes, find more information, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, and settle with it. Sink your teeth into it in the next 3 weeks, in particular through the month of March. It's really important for you to sink your teeth into it, because I see you bite into it and your teeth look gold, and that's my sign of good golden opportunity. Then you pause a bit. So that means to me, get all the information that you can, and it doesn't mean that, don't take that as a negative thing, but it's important for you to really sink your teeth into it, because you could find out that you have to do something that you're not quite comfortable with it, but that's the whole thing, that you have to talk more or call people up more, and you're not used to doing that. But the more you do it, the more you find out that you like it. So find out the information. Sink your teeth into it. Feel yourself doing it. See yourself doing it. And then that's when I see the doors opening. So it's a gathering time. Like, you're gathering up nuts and taking in the nuts. To me means education and knowledge and feeling it out and digesting it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bless you.
Yep. Bless you, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Annalisa, for calling into the Carrie O'Connor Show. Leaves another line open here, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We have time for another call before the break. We'll take Jill. She's calling in from Hartford, Connecticut. She was wondering, Carrie, would you see a change in living this next year for her, maybe a relocation? Jill, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've been feeling a push. I don't know what it is, but I trust it, and I've been working what I call my win-win plan.
Yep.
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm getting my house ready to be fixed up. What's in store for me?
What I'm seeing with that, Jill, I love the win-win plan, because it's going back to what we were just saying to the last caller, that you are physically, mentally, emotionally getting everything ready. When you have the win-win plan, you are energetically leaving your arms wide open for infinite possibilities and potentials, and you're also living the life, what I call being energetically flexible. And this can be the tricky part, being flexible enough where right now it looks like there's an outline in your energy field that the words are filling in, right? And so the more you get yourself ready, the more you're going to feel things out and decide where you want to go. And so you're starting from the bottom up, so it gives yourself a solid foundation, and then you're going to be really crystal clear as far as where you want to go. It's like, again, the gathering nuts thing. So when you're physically getting your house ready, when you're going to all of a sudden pay attention, especially when it gets through the summer months, through the April through August for you, of you hear about a place, a community, very synchronistically, and investigate it and feel it out. And we don't have to physically go there, especially, let's say, you hear about somewhere that's kind of far away. You can energetically feel it out in a meditation. You could literally, what I call tube travel, and go feel the information out. Look it up at the internet. And so this is, I do see you making a move. You're doing it in a way that gives you a lot of stability, meaning a real good solid foundation for yourself. And as far as the first place I saw you going to was, looks more north, and I thought I was going up like to the Vermont northern area, but then it led, I saw this big question mark. So you could be deciding between two places, and again, it looks for the August, but it looks like a year and a half process here. And but bottom line, you're not going to be confused. It's like, when I see a big question mark, it means things are happening and being in flux right now, that the more you step toward things, it could be that a community is building up right now, and it's going to be right towards your energy. Do you understand? So being energetically flexible, doing the moves that you're doing, it does look like you're making the push and you're leaving, and you're doing it in a way that you're not scattered, and that's the best thing. And again, follow your intuitive hits that you're getting, and it will make you feel like you're all packed up, instead of some people moving, they're all scattered, and then it's hard for them to ground down and land into the next place. Okay.
Okay.
Very
okay,
good.
Okay, I'm a little afraid of the process, but...
That's why you want to do it step by step by step by step by doing your house, right? And remember, mm-hmm. this is a win-win for you, right? And sometimes
yep.
somebody, a person goes full-time or full circle, and they get their house ready, and then they make a location, and it could be across town, but it looks like it might as well be across the world because everything about you is different, you know what I mean? So when you mm-hmm. get into that fear place, just understand that fear is part of the... natural part of change, and that's what we want to get beyond, because it's fear is just the ego saying, hey, wait a minute, you're going back, you know, old patterns, and so you want to embrace the win-win, right? And so I love when you said that, and so you want to embody the win-win. Right now you hold it as a concept, and it's starting to come down your energy field. When you embody the win-win, you literally live in that, you know that you are in a win-win situation because you're clearing out, and it's going to be a new home for you wherever it is, even if it ends up being energetically, it's a new home for you, and you are where you're at, right? But I do see it's going to be a move, right? And I heard my music, so I got to go to a commercial. You're listening to The Carol Connor Show. Thank you, Jill. We'll be back in a few.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
I'm Carol Connor, and we're here to the top of the hour taking your phone calls. And Benny, speaking of those phone calls, why don't we go to those?
We are.
Phone lines.
Busy day we have. My fingers are burning.
Indeed. Huh?
I know, right? I got blisters. All right, we'll head north from Seattle. We are going to take Terry. She's calling in from Grant Falls, and she is she has a self-growth question, and she's looking for some direction around that. I'll have her explain a little further. So, Terry, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Carrie. I'm excited to talk to you. And thank you for sharing your wonderful gift that you have with all of us listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for calling and supporting.
And my goal in life is self-improvement, self-development. Mm-hmm. And I've been searching and seeking many different directions, trying to decide what it is exactly right for me.
Uh-huh.
And I've come to realize that I need more money to be able to be successful in the growth that I want to do.
Uh-huh.
And so I called and had a theta healing session done on me to remove blocks.
Uh-huh.
And waiting for the fruitfulness of that session that I had.
Uh-huh.
So I can move forward and take a theta healing class.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I would like to know is, am I going in the right direction, or do I need to look further, or should I just quit looking and go with what I've found?
I was going to say, you know what, Terry, part of when I call it being energetically flexible is looking within, and every time we all have the healer within ourselves, right? And so as you're taking that healing, and so you got the healing and continue to work the healing, and the healing doesn't have to end after you, the hour that it's done or however long it lasts. It just, the energy spin continues. Like when I do a reading or a balancing, I'll give techniques for the people, or I'll say, you know, this is a suggestion. And the more they tap into it and do it, the more that it literally continues to allow the energy to recalibrate. And so a lot of times it really goes into whatever resonates with you. I've done Reiki healing. I'm a Reiki master. I've done EMF balancing. I love that work. I've done magnified healing. And I was drawn to all these different things. Meanwhile, I was downloading this thing, this energy pattern that was coming through me since I was three. That's the body temple work, the 12-12 work. And so but the other things helped me get confidence. And so I felt I had to have all these like healing letters behind my name, but meanwhile it really didn't matter because it's all about the energy, and it's just the different modalities to me look like different colors and signatures that resonate with different people. Some people like love Reiki, some people love the other things. There's no, what I say is no better, there's no one that's absolutely the doorway that goes there, right? And
right.
And so, but in the one that's important is the one that makes you passionate and, again, excited, and that it fills you up and you feel that it's really working. So I'm seeing with you in particular, it looks like you're a great big bird, or like, and you're folding your, or an angel, and you're folding your wings in, and you're going right down to the center of your heart, and you're dropping your head down and looking in the heart within. And so that means really going into the heart, doing a lot of heart work. And so there's a sense of consolidating your energy, closing it in, and that doesn't close up. It means really making your energy core really strong and really solid, because you're very, very empathic. You're very intuitive. You have the natural colors of a natural teacher, helper, healer, and the empathic people, it's important for you to make sure that you ground, because you're like a sponge and you can pick up everybody else's energy. So having that strong core for you is really, really important. And so think of that. This is a time for you to really especially if you don't have the monies coming in, that there's tons of stuff out there that doesn't cost money, right? And that, or doing stuff on your own, do your own techniques. That going out to nature is one of the biggest healers, clearers that we could do. Sitting in front of a fire and working with the element of fire helps burn and transmutes eons of stuff. Going in nature, sitting with our back to a tree, connecting, going on and putting our belly to the earth. All of those are free things that we can do and connect and really get ourselves in balance. And so that's what I'm watching you do right now. It's like you're getting yourself gathering nuts. This is a nut gathering show, I guess. And so your nuts that you're gathering is different techniques, but I'm seeing you getting wider in what the techniques are. You know what I mean? It's like you could bring in nature as part of your healing, your own personal healing, and it helps you really ground, because your energy goes up and out where you come in, where I call it top heavy. So I'm top heavy too. So my body, my energy goes into mind and spiritual body levels. And so my journey was to come here and really ground and get into the earth level. So that's what you're really doing, getting strong roots within your energy field to help you like the tree of life is what I'm seeing transferred, transposed over your energy field, overlapping. And so you're becoming the tree of life, growing those strong roots as you expand your core, and then it reaches higher for the spiritual levels of the spiritual dimensions. And so does that answer your question?
Yeah, so it sounds like I'm heading in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to keep finding what works for me. And,
right.
You know, I had planned on taking a Theta Healing class at the end of March and, mm-hmm. you know, trying to build up the money to do that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm, you know, heading in the right direction, that I'm putting my money in a good place.
Right. If that makes you passionate and excited and you love doing it, again, I'm watching the healing, energy healing is the way of the future. This is where people are open up. It's integrated. It's in Connecticut. There's in every single hospital and nursing home, you're asked if you want some sort of energy work. So it is the way of where we're going. It's a return back to balance. And so
great.
That's, you know, so that's a wonderful thing. So if that modality in particular speaks to you, then of course it makes you feel light. There's a mantra my guides say, if it's light for you, it's right for you. So if it makes you feel light, passionate, excited, then it's right for you. But they put this great big word now, meaning if we get to a point where we don't feel light and passionate about something anymore, that we're flexible enough to move on, or that we realize that there's other things out there too that people can get excited about. But this all leads us back to wholeness. I see all roads go back to us feeling connected to Source, God, Creator, and that is within us. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Taking the class will be a wonderful thing for you. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Terry. And I don't know, Carrie, what do you think? We've got about 3 minutes left. Do you think you have time for one more, or do you want to just kind of wrap things up? It's up to you.
I think we have time for one more. Yeah, we could do
okay.
A fast one.
All right, we'll make it quick. We'll take Susan. She's calling in from Seattle. She's looking for a little bit of advice around the health of her mom that's going through some tough times right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, Susan, welcome to the show. Sorry, we're going to have to make it quick, but what's going
sure.
on?
Thanks. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for your show. Yeah, my mom is in the hospital having trouble swallowing, had surgery, and has now had some body tremors post-surgery. I just don't know what's really wrong with her and then how I can strengthen myself through this process and help as well.
Okay. All right. The best thing you could do is be the energetic example. So when you go in there and you hold a real body of light, real core strength, a bubble of light around you. That's it. You're being an energetic example that's talking to her. When I tap right into her energy field, I go right into the esophagus, and it looks like it's all cemented through her emotional body, and that absolutely can affect her physical body. And so she's very empathic, and so are you. And empathic people, for years and years, they're absorbing not only your own stuff, but you could be absorbing other people's stuff. And so creating, you being the example of just energetically radiating from inside of you out, like this just love or healing energy, it acts like a tuning fork to her to be able to have her be able to open up and healing, because it looks like there's a real rigidness with that. The tremors I see as that it'll clear out. It's not a thing that's going to be going on with her for a long time. I look at the right side of her body. There's a real split in her energy field. So the biggest thing she could do is doing those right and left sides, getting them connected, and literally doing infinity eights and having them go over her body is connecting those meridians together, or having her draw them on the outside of her, or you seeing the two sides together, because there's the split in the energy field. It makes it harder to communicate and longer to heal. So in that, of course, is we want her to connect to the place where she is whole and heal. So you address to the whole heal part, that divine part of her that is doesn't have any dis-ease like all of us. And the more you do that, the more you help with the split in the energy field. So you being the example again goes, it cuts right through the energetic chatter that it's around. And when I'm seeing those metal, it looks like metal bands around her whole, not only esophagus, but it goes right down into her digestive system. There's a part of her that she can't stomach toxicity. And this has been something since she's been little, any toxic situation, scenarios, people. And so in her body's reacting of having to swallow a lot of bile and toxic scenarios and situations. And so now you could look at this as a great big purging. And part of her is like her body's resisting because she's used to shoving the the emotions down. So the more you could look at her as clearing, purging, clearing out that old stored up energy, the better she will feel physically. All right, I heard my cue, and I want to thank you for calling, Susan, and I want to thank everybody. And if you didn't get to call in, I'm on News for the Soul this afternoon on with Nicole Whitney. You can look up News for the Soul on the internet, and we are doing open phone lines. And I will be with you next week on KKNW, and may you align with the divine.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.